You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is Sherry, and I'm here to introduce you to one of the cutest little apps on my phone. It does one thing, it does it really well, and I love it. I love it partly because it's so super small. It's only 200K, so it takes up about no room. And it's not at all fancy. It kind of does one thing, and that's all it does. And it's completely accessible. If you search for this little guy on the App Store, you can search for Repeat Checklist. And what will come up is Repeat Checklist, a custom can be learned. So the documentation is not all in gloriously correct English, but it's charming and cute anyway. The manufacturer is Mitsude Yoshitomi, and that's Mitsude, M-I-T-S-U-R-E, and Yoshitomi is Y-O-S-H-I-T-O-M-I, so you can easily find it on the App Store and verify that that's the one you want. Please don't be alarmed that it hasn't been updated in, about a year and a half. It was last updated to make it possible to use on iOS 8, so that was October of 2014, it looks like here. But it still works great. It's just a cute little thing, and it gives me no trouble on iOS 9.2. So, I'm going to find it for you on my iPhone here. It's on my front page. That's how much I love it.
Voice Dream. Repeat Check.
Called Repeat Check. That's what the icon says. I'm going to double tap on it.
Repeat Check. 16. Repeat To Do. Heading.
Lets you know that I have 16 lists on here. That's how much I use this thing. So it really is handy that it's hierarchical so that you can have many, many lists on here at the same time. It doesn't have to be just one list. So to save you looking at all of my 16 lists, we're just going to start at the top. We're going to skip around a little bit here.
16. Repeat To Do. Heading.
So that tells me I have 16 lists, and to the right,
edit.
There's an edit button, and on the bottom we have
clear button.
On the left,
export button.
Lower middle, and
add button.
On the lower right. So the clear button, I'll explain later. The export button, I have never used. I don't have any reason to export my to-do lists. I want to keep them confined as much as possible anyway. But the first thing you'll want to do is add a list. So I'm going to go to the lower right corner and press that add button.
Add button. Text field.
Get a text field just like you might expect, and it's waiting for you to give a title to your new to-do list. So I'm going to call this list very cleverly List.
Delete. Capital. Capital. I. Loop. S. At least. T. T. Space. Space. List.
Okay, and thank you, autocorrect, for making suggestions along the way. The Done button is on the lower right corner, like you might expect.
Done.
I'm going to double tap that.
17. Repeat To Do. Heading.
Tells you that this is the 17th list that is in this particular iteration of the app for you. It would be your first one. So I'm going to open this list. I'm going to start. You could start at the top if it were the only one you have, but it adds them sequentially going down the screen. So our new list that is called List is going to be on the bottom. So I'm going to start with my finger on the little round button there at the bottom and just move it up.
Export button.
The useless export button.
List 0/0 button.
And it tells me that I have
actions available.
It also tells me there that 0/0 means that there are 0 items on the list and 0 have been checked off. So I have nothing to do and I've not done any of it yet. Okay. I'm going to tap on this List 0/0 button.
Back button.
Tells me that the back button is the focus, and that's in the upper left-hand corner, as you might expect. So, as we explore around the screen,
back button.
We're going to flick.
Back button. 0. List. Heading.
There's my name of my list and how many items are on it.
Edit button.
The edit button, which you can find in the upper right corner.
Active. 0. Heading.
Tells me that there are 0 active items of my 0 on my list.
Complete. 0. Heading.
And funnily enough, there's 0 of them complete.
Clear. Button. Add. Button.
So I have clear and add. No way to export when there's nothing on there. So I'm going to go to the lower left and, sorry, the lower right. I'm going to go to the lower right and tap this add button.
Add button. Add text field.
Let's make this a shopping list, shall we? Let's buy jam. So I'm going to just type that in.
Cap H. Cap J. Q. A. B. N. M. M.
There's my jam. I'll make a space.
C. Space. Jam.
Got my jam. The done button is in the lower right, as you might expect.
Done. One. List. Back button.
What's jam without bread, right? So the add button is right where the done button used to be.
Add. Button. Text field.
And I'm going to put in some bread. Why not?
Cap B. Bravo. Cap B. R. R. B. 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 A. B. D. D. Space. Bread.
There's my bread. I'm going to hit done on the bottom right.
Done. Two. List. Back button.
So it lets me know there are two things on my list. And you might as well have, you've got bread and jam, you probably have to have milk, right? So I'm going to hit the add button down here in the lower right again.
Add button. Text field.
And we're going to type in milk.
Space. Cap M. I L L K. Space. Milk.
The space isn't necessary. That's just a nice way to make VoiceOver say what I typed. Okay, the done button in the lower right again.
Done. Three. List. Back button.
So I've got three items on my list. Milk, bread, and jam, which is probably sufficient. And I go to the store, and here is my list. And I'm going to start looking around on the screen. And the first thing that I'm going to buy is jam. So I pick up my jam, and I throw it in my cart. I pull out my handy-dandy phone, and I'm going to look for jam. I'm just going to explore around on the screen until I find jam.
Milk. Add bread. Jam. Actions available.
And there certainly are actions available. So jam is focus, so I'm going to double tap on that sticky little guy.
Bread.
And the focus, it says bread because bread was the one underneath jam. So the focus moves to the next item in the list. So I bought my jam. My focus is already on my bread, which is great, so I'm going to double tap on that.
Milk.
And let's leave milk alone for now. So I've selected my bread and my jam. I've bought those things. Let's flick through the screen and see what happened to them. Where did they go? Where did the bread and jam go once I selected them, once I tapped on them? So
back active. Back button.
I'm on my back button again in the upper left. I'm just going to flick through here.
Three. List. Heading.
There are three items on my list.
Edit. Button.
There's my edit button.
Active. One. Heading.
So there's only one active item left. I'm going to just keep flicking.
Milk.
There's my milk.
Act complete. Two. Heading.
Tells me that there are two completed objects.
Selected. Jam.
And another flick.
Selected. Bread.
Okay.
Actions available.
If I keep flicking.
Clear. Add. Button.
I get the clear and add buttons. So let's say I made a mistake and, oh golly, I didn't really mean to buy that jam. I'm going to go find it and tap on it again to say that somebody came and put it back. Took it out of my cart and put it back on the shelf, doggone them. So I'm going to find the jam.
Selected. Bread. Selected. Jam.
There he is. I'm going to double tap on it.
Actions available. Complete. One. Heading.
Now it tells me that there's only one completed. I'm going to go back up to my back button and flip through this whole thing.
Back button. Three. List. Heading.
Still three on my list.
Edit. Button. Active. Two. Heading.
There's two active now because I put one back.
Jam. Milk. Complete. One. Head selected. Bread. Clear. Add. Button.
So it's pretty straightforward. It's a cute little app. I would like to show you the clear button because that's kind of neato. But before I do that, I'm going to go ahead and select my jam and my milk again. So I'm just going to go drive my finger up the middle of the phone until I find them, starting kind of in the lower mid of the phone.
Selected. Bread. Complete. One. Heading. Milk. Jam.
Let's tap on that jam.
Actions
again.
Available.
We're going to reselect him. Bam.
Milk.
And let's tap on the milk too.
Complete. Three. Heading.
It tells me that I have three completed items on my list and I can flick through.
Selected. Jam. Selected. Bread. Selected. Milk.
Fantastic.
Actions available.
I have purchased everything I need for a fantastic little sandwich, And I, of course, want to do this every day, so I'm going to leave this list on my phone. But these items are already selected, and I could tap each one and unselect it. Or I could go down to the lower left and find my clear button. Clear button.
Clear.
Clear. There he is. I'm going to tap him.
Clear. Alert. Confirm.
And I'm going to flick through this confirm box.
Are you sure you want to clear? Cancel. But okay. Button.
It's okay with me, so I'm going to tap the okay.
Okay. Three. List. Clear. Button.
And it says that I have three items on my list. I'm going to go ahead and flick through.
Jam. Bread. Milk. Complete. Zero.
So as you can see, it's a cute little app. It does just one thing. Just lets you type things in and check them off one by one. There is the usual dictate button on the lower left side of the letter of the keyboard. If you want to do that, you can certainly do that if that's what you're accustomed to do. So I hope you enjoyed this cute little app. It is, as I said, one of my favorites. It's Checklist by Mitsude Yoshitomi. Thanks.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.